City kids often feel like fish out of water when it comes to fishing. As a city kid myself, I understand there are those who find it great fun to rise before the sun to bloody their fingers with sharp hooks and spiky lures, then spend long hours trying to haul in fish, even though there's so many which are already clean, priced, and lying dull-eyed on a bed of ice in a supermarket. A couple of times my grandfather took me smelt fishing along Chicago's lakefront. It seemed a grandfatherly thing to do. But by noon we'd have just a couple of gray smelt, barely the size of cigarillos, curled up and snoozing in a pail until my grandfather, who was a policeman, would look over and say, "Let's free the fish and blow this pop stand." That could be our family coat of arms. I also know fishing is a noble pursuit, steeped in history. I once interviewed a bishop who asked if I were related to Simon Peter, the apostle. Jesus called him his fisherman, the bishop reminded me, and I told him, "Fisherman? Couldn't be my family." Years ago, I did a story about spearfishing at midnight on the Menominee Reservation in Wisconsin. The tribal elders put me in a canoe with a sharpened stick and told me to impale a walleye pike whenever I saw one trying to whoosh by in the water. But my heart wasn't in the hunt. I just shook the spear around, as you might a swizzle stick in a Mai Tai. What happened last Sunday to Steve Fernandez, a 29-year-old insurance salesman from Breezy Point, Queens, New York, reminds me of what some of us city kids may fear about fishing. Mr. Fernandez was angling with friends about a mile off Rockaway Beach in Queens, New York, when he cast out his hook, got a bite, and began to reel it in until he saw that he hadn't caught a boot, a tire, or even a capo of the Gambino crime family, but a great white shark. "As soon as we saw it, there's no mistaking it," Mr. Fernandez told the New York Post. "It's basically a miniature version of the shark you see in the movie Jaws." Yet Mr. Fernandez and his fishing buddies were in a boat not far off 116th Street, close enough, as he said, that we could still see the colors of the bathing suits of the people on the beach. The great white that Steve Fernandez snagged turned out to be an 80-pound baby shark. The shark's mother, who probably weighs about 600 pounds, was swimming only a little further away. Great white sharks are apparently protected by New York State regulations. Maybe authorities consider sharks too big to fail. So the fisher people snapped a few shark selfies and slipped their catch back into the sea. A great white shark in Far Rockaway, Queens? Well, why not? They say you can find at least one of everything somewhere in New York. But wouldn't you think the sharks would swim closer to Wall Street?